a lot of my conventions happen right in secondary school.
Don't do it while on the way home, like MRT.
Get the intel from the girl's best friend.
It's always grey area.
It's a plus point for me.
But then she...
So if part one wasn't enough, we've got more tips for you for confessing to your crush.
This is your daily catch-up.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Do you think that the other person, like, you need to suss out, right, whether the other person like you back already before you can confess?
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Huh?
Okay, so my method, right, and a lot of my confessions happen, right, in secondary school.
Okay.
Was always to, and it's, I think a lot of people do this, it's super cliche, but it's always to get the intel from the girl's best friend. So like I think it's important, but you don't be too forthcoming, and you have to make sure you do it in a way that the best friend is trying to root for you also, and not like go and tell everything to the best friend.
That's how you get together with the best friend.
Oh my god, I think this is
it's intel.
No, so I right before this I go and Google like ways to confess, right? And then I go and click WikiHow for the fun of it, because you know they don't give the best advice, right? And then on the list, right, that I was getting ready to point out as a shit way to confess,
it's
actually good.
Accidentally slip it out to someone else, start a rumor that could actually work to your advantage.
Yeah.
Which is what he did.
Yeah, 100%.
I can see how it will work.
And then they say, right, if it spreads, you can always deny it later.
Correct, correct. Yeah. No, so like, I think my most recent, like, break up before net.
Mm.
So that how that happened was that I was in uni, and then I really, really like this girl, and we had a common friend. And so then like I didn't know what her situation was. She's very, very like, she doesn't have social media, so you can't really like see what her life is like, and you don't really know anything lah, really. So I basically asked that friend, like, hey look, like I really, really like her. What do you think I should do? The girl's like, Oh my gosh. Like, okay. Tell you what, let's work together on this. Like, she's super excited to help. Mm. So she's like, okay, I will find out for you and I'll get back to you. And then 1 week later, right, she's like, basically I asked her like, what do you think of Dan? And then she's like, oh yeah, he's quite a cool guy and everything, you know? And then she asked whether you were single. So I think really got chance. And then it becomes fun, you know?
Okay, but what if it's in the instance where I don't have a mutual friend?
Okay. So, in my experience, right, most of the people I've dated, right, got no mutual friend. Right?
Okay.
Ooh.
So the way it happens for me most of the time, because I say already, I never confessed before, right? But through the process of dating these people, right, like it's always gray area. It's always just like it blends from friendly into
she touched your thigh.
In a bun.
Right?
Jesus.
Hey, you also have space. I feel like she knows all the stories, so she's keeping quiet. Oh, sorry.
No, but I don't know whether people can relate to that, because I feel like, to me, I don't think there needs to be a confession.
Yeah.
I think that you both can feel from the way you are talking that you are interested, I'm interested. Maybe there's a bit of a need to establish certain things. Maybe if it's a bit more complicated than defining what you want, and I think, sure.
Yeah.
But outside of that, right, then you're, if as long as you're both constantly moving towards that, right, I think there's
confuse all of them.
No, confuse, not confess.
I'm not talking about later on when you are both already know we are interested, right? And then we are defining things. But I'm talking about the confession part, can skip.
There's few things you can do.
So
that
you go straight to the you're my girlfriend.
No, we go to the,
it sounds funny,
are we exclusive conversation,
yeah,
rather than have the need. There's no need for the I like you.
What do y'all think of like writing cards? Because that's the number one recommendation that I've been seeing so far when googling how to best way to confess this kind.
Yeah.
Then apparently girls like handwritten letters. Cards, right?
So, but if your handwriting suck, how? Or is that cute? Like you write like a 4-year-old.
He's got higher retention.
I draw the house that we will live in together, you know.
That's quite cute.
Really, okay, the box and the triangle.
Okay, if he's ugly, then it's creepy.
But yeah, anything ugly also creepy, lah. Okay, I'm just kidding, but not. Yeah. Letter.
Yeah, letter.
Yeah, because I'm not trying to brag, but I have like
a
couple of letters.
Whoa!
So like during school, the boys would put under my desk, that kind. Like during my school days.
Wow, yeah. Popular.
The boys.
So, I mean, some I like, some I don't like, right? So, and the ones that I don't like, right, I
throw it immediately without opening.
It's a plus point for me.
Of course, lah. Of course.
Yeah. Oh.
Extra, ma. I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah, yeah. And I still keep the letters.
Sorry, don't like as in you don't already have a
crush. Oh, the ones that you weren't interested in when they give the letter, then now they add point.
They add point, but I will plan out my rejection properly so that they have an out, so that it bolsters the...
Do you write back?
Yeah.
Previously, the door closed. Now, click open a bit, lah. Got possible opportunity now, lah.
If they keep writing you letters.
No. It only happens like one time when they confess. Okay. I remember there was one guy in school, we barely talked. Like, only in group settings. Then suddenly, I received a letter from him. And then, very well-written letter.
Handwriting
very nice. Also. Very neat. The reason why I respect him even more, right, because he knows that there was one guy that was also
after you.
Yes.
Wow, and singles inferno.
Yeah, and I was obviously showing interest also. Yeah. And then he wrote a letter, it's okay if you don't reciprocate the feelings or whatever. But I just want to let you know. That one to me, I'm like, this guy, not bad.
That, right, he bang.
I don't know.
He just had to get average. It off his chest.
He's average. Yeah.
Wow, a lot of balls, yeah.
So you wrote back.
So I wrote back, yeah.
For me, right? Anybody confess to me already, right? That's a relationship. Like, I cannot. I was like, I'll figure out a way to like
the amount of DMs you're gonna get after today.
So since we're on the note of execution also, and just now we mentioned timing, right? I was thinking like, as in so the timing of which you plan to confess, most likely you will have planned a date out for the day that you actually want to confess, right?
Sure.
Don't do it at the start. Like, they cannot make it too obvious, right, that this is a confession date.
Okay. Sorry. Reset. So, if you're planning to confess when you go out on a date in person, you're saying don't do it at the start.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that would ruin everything.
Yeah, you cannot make it too obvious that this date is a confession date because it puts a lot of pressure throughout.
Yeah.
And then if...
And she's hungry.
Okay, but anyway.
All thirsty.
No, as in, I think that you should put it at the end, right? Such that everybody can go home and actually really think about it. And if it's a rejection also, then it doesn't make the rest of the day very awkward.
Yeah, got exit strategy.
Or if like the girl already know, like sus that you want to confess, but actually she don't like you one. Then now the whole day she's thinking like how to reject, how to like make sure like he's not reading the signs wrong. Maybe he will abort mission beforehand, you know? Then it makes everything very terrible
for
everyone.
Then why should go in the first place?
Friends, law cannot make.
That's what she said.
But then don't do it while on the way home in a public area like MRT.
Why?
Rabat, you're stuck.
Why?
Yeah.
No. Maybe I want to fight in public.
No, that time like my ex confessed to me in the MRT, right? I said I like him back that time. But I was damn embarrassed because he's like a lot of people like looking at us.
Wait, what? He kneeled down?
Yeah, no, he kneeled down. No, I think I admitted that I thought it was like quite gross.
Which is?
Everything I think about it, I think it's damn cringy and damn gross and like, remember you were young.
That's
that
a story for us to hear.
This is her Roman Empire.
I can't talk about it. Everything I think about it is so gross.
She have goosebumps.
You have.
No, so we are on MRT together and then he will get off before me lah. So we were sitting next to each other. Then he said, hey, you want to know like some joke lah? Then I was like, huh, what joke? Then he said, give me your hand. Oh, that's disgusting. Okay, then he said, give me your hand.
Pumps,
then he said, okay, there's this rabbit. Then he said a story, like, something about a rabbit. Then he said, like, is it here? Like, then I said, where is it? Then I was like, huh? Like, is it here? Then he's like, no. Then I said, oh, is it here? Then he said, oh, no. Then he said, it's here. Then he hold my hand. Then I was like,
no, and I thought you, oh.
No, I was like.
Then everyone all around like.
No, that was that embarrassed. Like, I really like become tomato that kind because like I really like full on embarrassed. Then it's MRT. Then got the weird sound. Then like everybody like looking because like why these two like people like holding hand ma. Then I was like then paiseh like I like my heart beat damn fast. Then okay, I like him, I know. But I feel like the fact that it was an MRT, right? I no choice but to say like, eh, why you hold my hand? Mm. And then from there got like the confession, I like you.
The uncle sitting next to you.
After that, right? Like, I like you, I like you, right? Then he had to get off, ma. So he suddenly get off, then I'm like home alone, like all the way, right? Thinking about what just happens, yeah, like.
Bounce.
And it's like more than 10 stops kind of journey back, you know. Then I was like left alone. Then I'm like,
why wouldn't he send you back?
Yeah. Yeah. It's on the same line.
Oh my god.
That's why it was icky. Anyway, as in okay, at that point of time I don't
go
icky, but then actually I think icky. Then I go back home, right? Then after that I decided to like, you know, you want to get on a call because I feel very like I don't know what to do with all this. Like,
yeah,
because I never really explained like how I like him also, ma. So after that, then we had a damn long conversation on the phone about like how
the
why
rabbit,
we like each
like,
other.
Like
I still don't know where the rabbit is.
So was actually
teaching you how to tie the bow line.
No, I just think that it should be time, right, where y'all have enough time to talk about
it.
And explain in a quiet, like a more private area. Yeah,
he said he might drop and walk off.
It was like a mic drop, then an awkward hug.
I'm sure.
Then you're like, okay, hug, then go. No, I don't know what to do. Like, so.
Okay, but to be fair, I think the rabbit thing quite cute.
Yeah.
It's the follow up that buang.
Yeah.
Maybe he no money take care at the time.
I feel like I also use this whole hand thing to test water before.
Ooh. Like, your confession?
Like this kind of game.
Okay, come.
No, pre. So this was when.
Born pre?
I'm not sure. No. Pre-confessions.
So,
before I knew it. As in before. Like I don't know whether she liked me at that point.
Okay.
Then I just kind of want to test water. Then after that, I think I got asked her like, no, but I set up for a few days already. Mm. So then like, it's kind of talking about like, hey, you know that day I like read a very funny like pickup line, that kind, that I share with her, that kind. So it built up to like a day where we actually met. Then I also say like, cause I've been sharing with her this kind of thing, ma. So then I say like, oh, I learned something new today. Then I try the pickup line on her. Then it also end with the handhold. Then after that, but then she, then I, like, no, it's not okay, not so harsh, but like after that she immediately she like, eh, then she like let go that kind.
What is the pickup line? I'm curious.
why she scream?
The audience is to know.
Do your shams.
I think it was like it's like one play math game. Then it's like you have to show with your finger, right, as fast as possible, like what does this add up to? Like with one hand.
So you're like 2 plus 5.
Yeah,
like, then 2 plus 3 lah. 2 plus 5.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I meant 5 in my head.
That's the Bruce Almighty moment.
Yeah, so for example, like what is 2 plus 1? Then you show 3. Then after that, like, oh, okay, what is like 4 plus 2?
Oh, how?
No, use one hand.
Oh, like 6.
Ah, okay. Then after that, 2 plus 3. Ah, that kind. Then after that, it's like, then she like,
hey,
then like,
chunk,
let go that kind. Then after that. It's a good test water too, like without being too serious about it. I also read really good. Anyway. So that's not the only one. Like specifically, right, I go and search like this kind of pickup lines.
Right.
That, that allow for this to happen so that I can test water. And then like, as in, I can see the reactions change over time.
Right.
Yeah, then that's when I kind of suss, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. Mine is the, I like, hey, Lee Kuan Yew behind you. Then they, huh? Then they turn back around there. Like, They like, no, no,
man. This is the old Korean drama, the better.
Then the best part is, right, because you already threw them off once, then they don't mind the second one.
Yeah, but they're heart pumping already, you see?
Yeah, then they
correlate it with like, oh, maybe this feels nice. This got me excited.
Like, oh, butterflies.
I feel like someone did it to me, I'll punch it.
Yeah.
I see my immediate reaction is like, what is in front of us?
But you will miss, you will circle around, then you will hug my neck, then I'll be like, oh, okay. Reciprocate.
Drama.
These cannot do this already,
Did I tell you all that, like, the one time I did confess in person to a girl, she ran away. She actually ran. I think we ended up together, But like, she just ran in a circle.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Everything.
No,
she cannot run away. Cannot like, he's amazed.
Yeah. So they end up together.
He's like, okay, you go that way. I go this way. And then they meet at the other side of the block.
She was like, at that time, just like super shy about like all this.
Super shy.
Super shy about like anything to do with love or whatever, and like all this like dating. I think we were like at least 14 or 15 ish.
I'm disgusted with myself. So, but go on.
But I remember we were clearly at the entrance of Thompson Plaza, right? And like, ooh, she was like waiting to go home already. I think like someone's gonna pick her or something. This was before the days of Grab. So like we're waiting. Then I realized like we've already been hanging out for like maybe a month. Hmm. Like it's just time to tell her.
One on one.
Sometimes one on one, sometimes in group.
Okay.
But like we've been texting also, and then it wasn't going anywhere, so I felt like I needed to take it to the next step. So I was like, okay, I'm gonna like, so I just like, wow, waiting for the car, then like nothing happening, a bit quiet. And I was like, hey, I got something to tell you. I like you. Then she just like looked at me and bolted. Like she just ran. Like we backpack because it's after school, right? So back then she just started running.
She ran this
the bag a bit light, so you were like,
yeah. No, they must hold the bag, they must press back.
So in my head, I'm just standing there, right, like confused, like, oh, maybe her parents very strict, maybe came ready to pick up, she had to go.
You really ignore all the signs.
Yeah. Or like, huh, then I look around me like lucky Thompson Plaza, no one goes there, so it's quite empty.
One of the worst malls.
Yeah. Then like I see maybe one person just look at me like a bit like what the fuck? Like so confused. And so then like I end up like thinking like, should I text her or not? So like I type then delete. Then I'm like, after that,
someone this time SMS cost money, one huh?
Yes.
When does SMS not cost money?
No, I want to know what were you trying to text her.
So I wanted to say like,
hey, why you ran away?
Were you sure it was bolting, or was it like a?
No, because
she was skipping.
So shy.
She didn't.
Then she was expecting to chase, but never chased.
Then she keep looking.
Was it really a bolt?
The sequence of events was there was literally I like you, blank stare.
Pew!
Run. So I was just so dust. Confused, but like, in my heart I know. So that's a very her way to respond to that.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Also, she's shy.
Yeah. So in my head, it's like, this is the worst way I've ever thought this would turn out, but it's also very her. So then I'm just like, I'm texting, why did you run? Then delete. To
why did you write such a terrible follow up?
Yeah.
Good choice deleting.
Are you okay? Where are you?
Yeah, are you okay? I'm sorry if I scared you or whatever. Then in the end, before I got every time to text, she texted me and said sorry, and like she just didn't know how to respond, but like she let me back. And then
So it's actually a very hard way to respond. It was not that she was trying to run away.
Bro, the text should have been, are you still running? Because in my mind you are.
I would have asked follow up.
Oh, I cannot.
Yeah, these are better than Lee Kuan Yew.
Because she's running through my mind still.
It's so funny because so our first kiss, right, was very similar. So
you're like, running. He kissed her cheek, then she ran.
No, she ran into him.
So I think at that point then she never had a first kiss before, so I was gonna be her first kiss. Then we were on the way down an escalator. It's a very long escalator at Plaza Sing, right? So I decided to walk her back until the gantry. Like, I'm not gonna go all the way back to wherever she is.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So as we're going through the escalator, I know, right, okay, if I know we've been anxious about the first kiss because her best friends asked me about it, which means she can't even talk about it. Then as we're going down, I'm like, oh, should I do it now? If I do it now, then if she run away, also a bit dangerous. So in the end, because I was much taller than her, right? Mm. But so I stepped on the escalator down, so they were about the same height. Yeah. After I just looked at her, and then I just like
ran in for it.
Yeah. Wait, so where do you kiss her?
Like in the lips, like.
Oh. No, on the escalator.
Yeah. Mm.
So you wanted to block her if she was gonna run?
No. Like, it was just, well, okay, like, if you put it that way, it did seem a bit creepy. Like. But in the end, she didn't run, but she had like her blank expression again, like the.
So drama,
then
so Korean
turned around,
drama.
But then she stayed at the same place because the escalator moving.
she ran away.
I was so cute though.
It was cute. Yeah. I mean, in the moment you are like, especially with the confession, you're like, what the is going on?
15 years old?
Yeah, like 15.
Cute lah, very, very cute lah. Somehow everybody and adults all looking at these two kids in uniform, like doing all this. Sweet lah, takes them back a bit. I'm curious to know, Because you know the 36 questions to fall in love, that whole...
Mm. I tried to sneak it into my conversation before it didn't work.
No, one of the prompters, which I think is interesting, which I want to know from you all, right, is there's this question that says like, name 5 positive traits about your partner.
Mm-hmm.
What are yours? Like top 3.
My partners?
Like your current partner. What are 5 positive traits?
I think that she is extremely kind.
Okay.
And I've seen so many examples of it in daily life. She's also way stronger than me, both physically and mentally.
Physically?
Okay. And emotionally.
Okay.
And she's the mother of my child.
No, the last one cannot.
Huh?
Positive trait about
what?
Her. Anybody can be mother of your child.
Only
you just
when
need
she
to
mother,
show
her.
No. Once. Wow. I thought such a, when I thought about it, I was like, this is such a sweet thing to
it's
say.
Gonna
that everyone's reaction is going to be an aww. And wow.
Sorry.
Backlash.
No, but about another, like about her characteristic trait. Yeah, being pregnant, I don't think it's a trait.
Okay, fine. Like,
it's
very sweet. It's very
They have same sexual chemistry, hence.
No, don't give him answer. You think of my own.
Okay. We going down the road like that, is it?
Hey, you must say about yourself.
I don't have.
You say about yourself.
Think positive trait about me.
Okay, to make it a bit shallow. So obviously, I think she's extremely kind. I think she's extremely strong mentally and physically, which is really 2, to be honest. And I think she's extremely attractive.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Next.
3 things.
5.
3.
Just give 3.
3.
3.
The number lower after
that. I'm helping you.
He says earlier, what are the top 3?
Yeah. Okay. I think one, which I have told her multiple times, is I enjoy that she has this very unique like duality. So I think she's very strong. Like because of everything that has happened to her, like she has this strength and independence to her, right? But on the other hand, like her heart is very soft.
Mm.
So I think that's a very interesting dichotomy. And then
hard on the outside, soft on the inside.
Kind of.
Okay.
And then the second one is also the same. As in, I think she's quite chill, but then she got brains also. Like I don't think it's easy to keep up with me, like with the things that I want to talk about on a daily basis. Cause I think it can like drain quite a bit of brain power. Then I like to do hypothetical scenario and whatever can get very draining, I understand.
Yeah.
But then like she can keep up, then offer me theories or whatever, right, that I don't know about also. Yeah. So I love that. Like I learn when I'm with her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then the third one, I think like she's very family minded. Yeah. And I think it's in a way that inspires me to want to be close to my family as well.
Mm.
Yeah. But she doesn't pressure me to do it. Yeah.
Mm. Nice. That cognitive chemistry.
Mm.
Beautiful. Okay, Shams. Big fat.
Whoa!
I think I'm saying this separately. That's what you meant. I think I've said this before. I think Elvin is very, very kind and friendly. Like, kindness, like what you say, right? I have seen it like in his day-to-day lives also, day-to-day life. He very, very helpful. Very, very helpful people. He will always try his best to help, even if they are like just a colleague or like a new friend or whatever.
It's true. I've experienced this person.
Mm. He's very, very nice.
He always passes me meds. In Apex.
Yeah, and to the extent that I feel guilty for being not as kind as him.
Okay.
True.
Yeah.
Okay.
So another one is him being very he can click with almost everyone. He has good social skills.
Mm.
Yeah. Way better than I have than me.
True.
He can click with all my friends. I feel so comfortable with him hanging out with my friends.
Right.
Yeah, he really very good. And the third one, I think his emotional capacity very wide, almost bottomless.
Ah.
Wow.
And something that I don't have, I lack very, very much.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what's the impressive really thing about the second thing? That your partner's ability to be such good friends with your friend, right? That is sometimes you want to hang out with your friends, but actually you're very tired.
Yeah.
Then your partner is actually the shield for you.
Mm.
Yeah. You can go there, your partner will carry.
Yeah.
And then you can still be there, enjoy everyone's presence, right? But don't feel that burden to like need to contribute in a sense.
My friends are sending him memes now. They're exchanging memes.
Wow.
Not even me.
And make sure they're not exchanging hoodie. Okay, next.
Guy friends. All good.
Or nudes.
But you wouldn't know.
Y'all see
red seat
t-shirt pressurizing.
You had so much time to think.
As in, okay, I think he has, I was having a hard time thinking because I think it's very hard to pinpoint one that I like the best that I want to say first.
Okay.
You value most in him that you found in him.
I think number one, I feel like he's very honest and pure hearted.
Okay.
Like I see him like, sharing about his feelings and like how he thinks about everyone, right? I think it's like very endearing to hear, and I also appreciate that honesty because that's how he approached me also. Mm. So I feel like with him, right, it's really an open book. Like I have nothing to hide and he got nothing to hide and we are just that honest with each other. So I feel very comfortable. It makes me feel very comfortable in the relationship. Okay. Number two, I think he's damn funny to me. Like, as in, because I think whether I think the person is funny is like a key like thing I want in a relationship also.
Yeah.
Now I feel like the fact that he can do something very stupid that make me laugh, I think I like love that so much because I feel like there's a lot of joy and like enjoyment in the conversation. And also like that sometimes it's like things that other people won't see one. It's not that he say this same joke to other people. It's like only with me he do that. Then I think damn funny because it's like both of us inside jokes. As in like it confirm that other people won't see one. It's like the kind you only do to your partner, that kind of joke. Then number three is
the riskiest joke ever.
No, as in like stupid thing like if I say do outside. Only when you're alone then.
Silly.
Number three, I think he's very, okay, cause I'm very all over the place. Like I'm a bit like directionless. I'm a bit like insecure, and I'm a bit like, I'm not really like very goal focused. So I just appreciate that he's very like goal centric. Even when it comes to like building a family together. So like for me, right, I'll be like, I don't know when to do this. I don't know what to do. But he'll be like, hey, you know, we love each other, you know, and like he will assure me like this is like what stage are we in a relationship? Like what can we do? That kind of thing. Then I just feel very like secure. And I would, and when he does that, I think like, wow, I want to marry this person. That kind of thing.
No, security is such a big word.
So I feel very like safe and like, he's my happy safe bubble. I love you both so much.
Okay, then let's try redo.
Okay, John Porton.
No. So the reason why I asked this, right, is because not only I think it's a good thing for you all to think about and yeah, exercise to reflect also and share with your partners, right? But I also think that for people who are kind of evaluating and dating right now, like what you have just mentioned are honestly like traits that people can be looking out for or at least identifying the traits that they want in a partner. And if they can find those things, then maybe there's reason to enough reason to confess. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's not just that. Because I think what sparked this conversation was when you are confessing, it's about pinpointing the things that you like about that person. And I think it helps to, when you actually like somebody, sometimes you might not even be able to analyze why. And it's an important step so that when you confess, it's not just a empty, I like you. It's a, I like you as a person because of this. And the one thing that I like because it stemmed from the conversation that your partner had towards you is that he told you that it wasn't that I like you. It was, I find you attractive as a person and this is why. And it's almost an out also. Which was, it's very elegant.
Can you write all that in
the
letter?
Actually, he got the most game here.
And to get a girl older than you, come on.
Hey, who's behind you? Liquid. Okay. Bye-bye.
Like, subscribe. See you in the next one.
Subscribe lah. Walao, we work so hard to entertain you.
Comment down below a better pickup line than that.
Didn't copy.
So when you talk about 36 questions, then I keep thinking about the one, the if you could have a meal with someone dead or alive, who would it be? Then I keep thinking it's only Lee Kuan Yew. That's why I keep giggling to myself. I think that's the best joke you told this year. Or this entire show.
I think it was super
It's up there lah, it's up there. But don't worry, the year just began.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.